Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you on over to our website. You can actually control the content of the site. And freetalklive.com has had a nice upgrade that kind of happened silently. I mean, as you know, we launched the new Free Talk Live 2.0. I guess it's not that new. It's been, well, was it
the website?
2 years now?
No, I think
one year? Just a year?
Yeah.
God, it's so hard to keep track of time in internet time. It seems like a longer time than a year. But the freetalklive.com site is there to allow you to actually submit content to it, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike the different content that others have submitted. You get to vote on things as well. And you can go to do all of that over at freetalklive.com. Now, one of the problems that kind of that cropped up, and whenever you do something in the online world, there are usually problems.
Bugs.
Bugs that need to be crushed. Especially the more complicated a system is, the more
bugs.
Difficult the bugs are to sometimes catch and squash. And, of course, when you're dealing with internet, you're also dealing with the in Web 2.0, which is this kind of interactive web. Like, well, I guess Web 1.0 was like, hey, here we are, we're on the web. And then it's, Web 2.0
here's
was...
Here's our menu.
Right. Yeah, and then Web 2.0 was, hey, you can comment now on what you see on the web and interact more. And so it's a much more kind of user-based, community-based interface. But along with that, with having comments on every page and having the ability to submit stuff to the site, along with that comes spam and some just really awful spam. And you have to wonder about the spammers. Do they really think people read that stuff? Like, some of it is just
incoherent. Is their time worth that little?
Right? Some of it's just incoherent, just links and text and phrases. It must help them in search results or something like that, because there's no way anyone would be able to look at that and be sold by it on anything.
Yeah, there's no way they're even all human. It's got to be that some of them are just
absolutely
these computers going out there just putting out info so that search engines pick them up.
Exactly right. Robots, essentially. And that's very frequent, which is why CAPTCHA was created. You probably experienced it without knowing what it was called. It's the weird-looking letters.
Letters like and numbers jagged, you have to type in.
Jagged, diagonally kind of facing letters, and sometimes there's lines through them and noise that kind of obscure it because they have, you know, the spammers are pretty smart. They figured out ways to, in the beginning, when
smarter and smarter.
Right. You know, they figured out ways to, like, take a screenshot of the letters, and so they had to make the letters all funny looking and more difficult to see. And so all that's to keep robots out. So we had implemented CAPTCHA, but still, CAPTCHA won't stop a dedicated human being that wants to get through and spam you. And so the next step has been to implement kind of an approval system. So not that content is being approved, so to speak, with the Free Talk Live site. It's just that it's like when you sign up for a new account, you are put in the kind of trial phase, I guess you could say, where you can submit stories to freetalklive.com. You can submit show prep, but some moderator will take a look at it first just to make sure it's not Rolex watches.
Right.
And then, you know, if it's not,
Rolex. They aren't
right.
Rolex watches either.
Right. If it's not Rolex watches or some other spam, it'll get approved. And after you've had a certain amount of submissions approved, you'll no longer have to be approved. So it's just to make a kind of a nice hurdle for people to jump through to prove they're not spammers. Because spam really junks up a site, and it wasn't good for a while with freetalklive.com. But now most all the spam is completely eliminated.
Well, it wasn't the spam that was there was like on the last page anyway, because nobody voted it up, because you can vote up articles or vote them down.
Yeah, that's true. The voting helped with the, you know, dealing with spam, but it was still there in the upcoming stories queue all over the place, because whenever you submit a story, it starts out with one vote, your own vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so every story then is in the same, you know, class at that point, and so you were as likely to see spam if you were one of the people trying to actually use the site to a greater level. Like, Mark, if you've never gone to the upcoming stories queue, you don't know what I'm talking about, right?
I've been there, but it was early on. I don't do it much anymore.
Someone who's a little more into freetalklive.com is going to go regularly to the upcoming stories queue to see, hey, what's fresh? What have people submitted today to the website? What can I vote on? And when you go there and half the stories are spam, it's a real turnoff. So that problem has been solved, from what I can tell, and we've got a great crew of moderators. Some of the same folks that are over in the chat room are helping with this, and it's a process that I think is going to work out. So
our own little unpaid intern slaves.
You know, that's one way to put it, and I don't think it's a nice way to put it, but it's one way to put it. I like to appreciate.
But they're not slaves. They can leave anytime they
want. That's true. Absolutely. They're helping because they value what's going on here. And, you know, we're not exactly rolling in dough. Not to say the show isn't profitable, but it's talk radio. And there's just not a whole lot. There's not a whole lot of money in radio.
Well, when people think of talk radio, they think of the top three guys, and those guys are doing pretty darn well.
Limbaugh's doing all right. Yeah,
they're just happy to help volunteers. People in the chat room are interested in helping out.
Exactly. So thank you to everybody. 855-450-FREE is the number. I just wanted to announce that new feature. The spam control is much better now, and it has been for the last little while, than it has been in the past. So check it out over at freetalklive.com and get interactive. In fact, one of the there's many things we have to talk about tonight. Of course, the Iowa caucuses are happening.
It's happening.
What, in another hour, basically? Like 45 minutes? So they start at 7 Central?
Yes, it's less than an hour.
Have some level of exit polling by the end of the show, but by the time our show's over tonight, they're still going to be wrapping up the voting, so we won't have any definite results. But Mark, you had heard rumor, I guess, that younger people were showing up in larger amounts than would normally show up at a caucus. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, it's Facebook, right? This is just a quote here. It says CNN has just commented that the unusual amount of young voters showing up at the caucuses.
Why do you think so many young people?
They're going there for Rick Santorum, of course. Because you don't need a clock to know what time it is. Revolution, baby. It's going down in Iowa, according to this person. You know,
that is fun. Awesome.
Well, you know, I cautioned somebody on Facebook last night. Look, don't get your hopes up.
Don't get it up too high.
Don't get your hopes up, because if you get your hopes up for politics, inevitably you will have your hopes dashed on some jagged rocks. It will be left bleeding and gored.
You see the video that I showed that I tried to get you to watch,
and you will burn out as a result of that.
I still think it's a good sign to see so many young people saying, "I'm going to put my time and energy towards a cause I believe in."
Oh,
if
no
it's
doubt.
Voting, maybe there will be a next step, you know, something else that they're interested in if this doesn't pan out.
Right?
And did you watch the video that
no,
I gave you? The reason that I gave you the video and told you that this is important for your nationally syndicated radio program, while you fiddle around on message boards on the internet,
I'm
and
not
screw with the local
around
bureaucrats
on message.
Is because the, you know, some Iowa insider, Republican insider lady was doing an interview and said that the Republican GOP, the GOP in Iowa will not let Ron Paul win, that they
What's
have
new?
Caucus goers in
Why
their pockets.
Why would I want to watch that? I already knew that.
Just saying. There's people
we already
inside
know they're
that are
pull
saying
every
that the election will be thrown.
Right. We already know that they're going to pull every string to keep Ron Paul from playing out here. I mean, what was the news recently? You mentioned this last night, that they've got a secret location where they're going to count the votes?
That's the intent.
I mean, it would be so easy. The way the media has treated Ron Paul so far, it would be so easy for me to imagine them just saying, oh my gosh, he won? Well, that can't be true.
Does
so we got to recount these. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We'll recount them 100 times. If he still wins, we're
it's
just going to say it didn't happen.
The Iowa caucus is illegitimate. The caucusing way of doing things is archaic and must be undone.
Yeah. All of those things can happen.
Yeah.
So thanks, Mark, for summarizing that video. I didn't really want to spend my 6 minutes on it today.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because we've been busy, Derek and I. We have been dealing with these crazy bureaucrats here in the Keene area as we were both threatened today, again, officially this time, by the Cheshire County Sheriff. Their agents came out to serve us with no trespass orders. I have the text of my no trespass order here. Now, if you haven't seen the footage from this the other day, we were actually, Derek, you weren't even there for this particular occasion.
No, I wasn't even there the day they threatened you all.
Right. You and I, though, we have been kind of going to a lot of courthouse appearances with the Shire Choir, and we've been singing songs in the parking lot. And
that's true.
Wishing the bureaucrats Merry Christmas and Happy Festivus and Happy New Year, and asking them questions about how they feel about a friend of ours, Jason Talley, being dragged out in handcuffs from the courtroom. So trying to hold these people accountable and, you know, record video of what was happening in the parking lot.
I want to know how they feel about standing for the man in the robe.
Right, but apparently they don't want us to find out these things or even talk to them because we've been threatened with, well, we've been banned from the courthouse property for forever. We'll give you more details coming up. You can take control at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where we'll give you the features on the site for free, including our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone and you'd like quick access to our live streams and podcasts, just jump on over to m.freetalklive.com, M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
So, Derek, you and I were out again at the Cheshire Superior Courthouse today. And we've been we were doing
That's
what
right.
we've been doing.
singing with the Shire Choir.
Right, for about the last 2 weeks now, we've been kind of in and out at the courthouse, sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the afternoons. And
just greeting the bureaucrats, saying, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Festivus, whatever the occasion.
Sure, and maybe tossing out the occasional question about how they feel about their co-worker, Bob Thibault, one of the court security officers, aggressing against peaceful people in the courtroom over a man in a robe when those folks did not stand for that man in the robe. And so aside from that, we were singing some Chronic Carols, which folks can download the Chronic Carols song sheet over at tools.freekeen.com if they'd like to sing their own Chronic Carols. And so that's just what we've been doing. It's, you know, it's the holiday season. We're in a festive spirit. It seems like a good idea to do that and also hold the bureaucrats accountable at the same time, as should be our right as supposedly, you know, free sovereign individuals who are, you know, also members of the media.
It's what you would consider the Constitution telling people the right to peaceably assemble, that here in America we're allowed to protest, things like that.
Yeah, I would also think it's one of the most harmless ways a human can express himself is to stand aside and sing a song. Yeah, that doesn't hurt anybody, and it's a great way to get a message across. So, but I've been enjoying it.
Well, you know, most Americans would believe that you have the right to protest. That's a right. And one would think that if you have the right to protest and that the people that you're protesting are government bureaucrats on government property, that you would have the right to protest at that government property. Not, say, you know, in the woods in a, you know, national forest 100 miles from anybody who, you know, could hear you.
We're not to that point yet, but they're pushing the line.
Well, and what they did the other day, and you weren't there for this one, but you've been there for most of the threats and the, you know, the intimidation on the part of these officers.
Mm-hmm.
The man who calls himself the sheriff, Dick Foote, came out, and he issued threats to us personally. They didn't have any paperwork written up at that time, but essentially they told us that your singing is stupid, it's harassing, and that you aren't allowed ever back on the courthouse grounds, not even the parking lot, unless you call in advance, schedule an appointment. And it was just absolutely absurd.
You can sing if you schedule an appointment.
Right. Well, no, they would refuse the appointment, I think, if that were the reason for it.
They wouldn't consider it legitimate business.
Legitimate business, yep.
And they had the gall to add insult to injury and actually accuse the Shire Choir of being poor singers.
Yes, they did, which was
just elected official.
Was really rude.
Elected official just insulting people to their faces.
Yep. And why shouldn't he? I mean, it's like, you know, they're going to get paid whether or not they are nice, so might as well just be rude. So here's what they handed us today, because we went back out. It was Friday afternoon when they threatened us verbally, and then yesterday it was a government holiday, so we didn't go back out yesterday. And so today we were back out to wish them a happy New Year as they were leaving from work. Of course, those of us who had been threatened were standing on the sidewalk at the time. And, you know, it would have been nice to have, like, 20 or 30 people out there, but honestly, you know, folks have to work. It's tough to get people out. And so that's one of the reasons why we need hundreds of more people to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So we can have, you know, thousands of activists spread across the state from which people can have a larger group of people from which to draw a larger group than, say, well, what do we have, maybe 5 or 6 out today?
Yeah,
which, again, is pretty good. I mean, it's better than anywhere I've ever lived as far as short-nosed kind of activism. But they came out with their no trespass orders per RSA number whatever, and with our names and addresses, you know, pre-printed. So they'd had these printed up, and they, you know, they must have reviewed their footage and said, oh, I know that guy, we know this person, this lady, we'll just write up notices and then hold on to them. Next time we see them, we'll serve them. And so, what, about 5 sheriff's officers, I think, came out today?
Yeah, exactly.
And as has become their custom, one of them had a video camera. I'm not sure what they're doing with that. I don't know if they think it's intimidating to us or, you know, they just want to have a bunch of video records of these things happening. Whatever. So here's what they say, and it's the exact same text, if I'm not mistaken. Dear Mr. So-and-so, due to your persistent harassment of court personnel, meaning singing, and standing in the parking lot asking some questions.
And wishing people Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You are prohibited from entering or remaining on the county property at the location, the Cheshire County Superior Court building. This notice is provided to you in accordance with statute governing criminal trespass. If you have any legitimate county business, so apparently the First Amendment is not legitimate.
That's right.
If you have any legitimate county business that requires you to enter and remain in the Cheshire County Court building, you are to contact me
and make an appointment to conduct your county business. Signed, sincerely, Richard Foote, Cheshire County Sheriff. That's pretty much what yours said, right?
That's exactly what mine said.
Does it bother you? You voted for this guy? Order.
Yeah, it does, Mark. Because, well, the other guy that was... I only voted for him because I didn't know who he was.
Lesser
at the time.
Of two evils.
Well, we didn't know how evil this guy was because
right.
he was running against a guy who was sadistically torturing one of our friends when Sam Dodson was being arrested. But before you were arrested for having a camera in court, Derek J., Sam Dodson was arrested back in 2009 in that very same location, and he was tortured to some extent by them, you know, making it very uncomfortable on him in the handcuffs and dragging him around and you know, being very rude to him and abrasive. But at one point when he was screaming in pain because of the pain they were inflicting on him, the guy that ran against this character, the Richard Foote, Eli Rivera, ran against him, was laughing sadistically.
Oh, that is so sick.
Yeah, yell, scream, or something like that.
Yeah, and laughing as well. All of it was caught on video. The audio of it was caught on video. And so that was the guy that was running against this Richard Foote. And at that time, you know, I hadn't heard of Richard Foote, so I figured, well... You know,
whatever.
We don't know how bad this guy is, so at least I know how bad the other guy is.
Can't just roll the dice.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
And so they're both bad, and this guy is absolutely out of control. The day that we were threatened verbally, the other sheriff said we could call and make an appointment with him, but now the official order says we can only make an appointment with Richard Foote, the county sheriff. Now, I've tried to make an appointment with this man before because, well, we've had issues with the court security being abusive and violent.
Right.
And so I wanted to talk to this man about his security agents and how they were behaving.
He's dying to hear from you on this, I'm sure.
So, you know, again, I'm a county taxpayer. I'm afraid to have my house stolen.
That matters to them.
So I pay the taxes. Well, I think it would matter if people stopped paying. I think all of a sudden it would matter a lot.
You said you are A, and that means one person. Then
right,
they
right.
Don't care
one person, certainly, they don't care about. And so I attempted to make an appointment with this sheriff character. And his secretary, you know, you can't just call him directly. His secretary says, well, as far as when can I make an appointment with him? Well, he's in and out.
That's what I got when I requested the Freedom of Information Act request. I was trying to pull some footage from this courthouse, and I was asking, can I please see this guy? They're telling me I can't have this footage. Oh, no, you can't see him.
Yep.
We don't ever know when he's here.
So how am I exactly going to make an appointment with a man who is
in and out?
So if I have to, you know, if I want to go to a public trial... I'm prohibited from going to a public trial. I'm prohibited from setting foot on this court building to support my friends, which is one of the most important forms of activism, I think, that has been happening here. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system is there, and it gives you a way to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in our forum over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about some of the activism that's been going on here in Keene recently, which is where we do the show from. And there's been a focus on the Cheshire County Superior Courthouse. It's the most anti-freedom place, for sure, within this you know, geographic area known as the Monadnock region or Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
Don't allow cameras.
No cameras.
Don't allow hats.
No audio recording devices. No emotion.
Even emotion, the judge has said.
Must leave it outside.
You must not show emotion. No displays of emotion, even from the audience.
That's correct. And, in fact, you've just recently filed a motion to show emotion, or motion for emotion, at a local court. So we'll see what happens with that one. You just filed that today.
I'm approved.
You had a motion granted previously to wear sunglasses.
This is true.
Not in Keene. That was in
right.
But it's just funny.
Yeah.
So they've been cracking down, and it's just been absolutely awful the last several months here. And I think it's, you know, some sort of an indicator that we're doing something right, I think. You know, as has been pointed out, you only take flack when you're over the target. So clearly, you know, they don't want us around. They don't want us supporting our friends. And now they're so desperate to stop us from what we've been doing that they've actually banned us from going to the court forever.
It's such a joke. I can't believe that these men expect to be taken seriously, walking out,
the
all threatening. Well, right.
They've all been men so far that have threatened us.
But they're wearing these brown shirts, marching out and giving us orders,
yep.
and telling us that we're harassing people as they're walking up in our personal space and telling us that we're not allowed to be there or else they're going to throw us in a cage. I mean, who's harassing? Isn't it pretty obvious, even to them?
The sheriff himself literally got up in my face at one point while threatening me the other day. I mean, intimidating kind of in your personal space, like right up 6 inches away from you, kind of that close.
and it's entirely uncalled for and entirely outrageous. And, of course, there's nothing you can do, right? Like, what can you actually do besides vote him out? You know, like, you can vote this one guy out maybe next time around, but then again, the last guy that challenged him was a total, you know, jerk as well. So that doesn't seem like a very good solution. So I don't know what the other solution is besides just stopping paying the property taxes. Look, if I don't pay property taxes anymore, I no longer feel like I can come to your courthouse. I mean, like, I'm not paying for it, so I wouldn't feel right then coming to the courthouse at that point. Unless I had asked, you know, permission to come into that place. If I wasn't paying, you know, that would make sense.
Property taxes don't cover just the county, though. The county gets a small portion of your property taxes, as does the city gets a large portion.
And the state.
Most
and
of
the
that
schools.
Goes to schools, and then the state gets a portion, too, for roads and schools.
Right, although, that's how it is in New Hampshire here, yeah.
They will tell people that you're not allowed on the school grounds, either.
That's correct.
Because we learned, handing out some literature to some students.
Last week.
Right. That we had a visit from one of the fine police officers here in Keene.
Who was much nicer than this particular sheriff about his threats.
Super friendly.
Friendly, chatting. We, you know, he took his time to talk with us. We stood there for a while and just kind of everybody left when we felt like leaving. It wasn't like, let's push him out kind of thing.
Definitely didn't get up in anyone's personal space.
No, not at all.
Even said he was listening to local Keene media. So, you know, we appreciate, I can speak for myself, appreciated the friendly demeanor of this officer. But I was being told that I wasn't allowed on public property.
The property which
absurd.
You pay for. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Why can't I talk to these people who are pretty close to my age, and he's allowed to? Like, why not?
Exactly. So that's what's happened here. They've sent these trespass orders to us. There's like a county commission meeting next tomorrow morning that we're going to attend to express our mutual displeasure about this. At least that's what I intend to do. And so we'll see if they do anything. I figure I'm going to go and run through whatever bureaucratic processes there are available for some sort of redress of grievances. I don't expect to have anything change. I don't expect any of the system to work. I'll be pleasantly surprised if it does. But I figure before I stop paying taxes to these people, I'll go through their little process. That way I can say, hey, look, I took this all the way up through whatever level I could
whoever
take it
you
up
are
through.
And whatever you want, I have gone through your little process.
Yes, I've done all of this, and they won't even allow me to speak to them. I can't ask them questions. I can't schedule a meeting with the sheriff. I can't do anything anymore with inside the system. I've tried to do this inside the system stuff, and they're like, whoa, we can't have you inside the system. So on one hand, they say, you have to work inside the system if you want to change things. But on the other hand, when someone like me, who doesn't respect their system, because they haven't earned it, when someone like me shows up, or Derek J shows up, who's having fun with the system, singing songs, having a good time, poking a little bit of fun at them at the same time, they can't handle it, and they don't want you around. And now we've got trespass orders. Forever.
I can't believe I've been threatened for singing.
It's outrageous.
I would never imagine in a million years that someone would come up and say, I'm going to put you in a cage if you keep singing.
Like, you can sing over there.
Oh,
just go
right,
over
right.
there.
Well,
just do what we tell you, Derek J., and then it'll be all right.
I mean, I've never done anything nasty to these guys. I have a pretty friendly demeanor and was not harassing anyone by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, if you go watch the video, see how
it's all on video.
Everyone's been friendly.
Yeah. In fact, today one of the women waved at us as they were walking out of work.
Oh, yeah. They recognized us.
How do you know what that means?
No, she was friendly.
Friendly.
She said something nice. Somebody said Happy New Year.
Yeah,
I think Kelly
said
Happy New Year.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You guys were there this morning, too.
Right.
So let's go to John listening in Minnesota to WNMT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Yes, John.
Have you guys ever thought about going to the county fairs and builder shows and home shows and any kind of a place where you can rent a booth?
To do outreach to folks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually used to do that back in Florida when I was living down there and doing liberty activism. That was one of the things I was doing then, was a lot of outreach. And I actually I manned a county fair booth for like 10 hours a day for the entire week that the fair was there, simply because it was so hard to find volunteers to step up and help out with things. I mean, it's like pulling teeth.
That's the hardest thing to do, is find volunteers. But when you're there, yeah, just be happy and have a little booth and a little sign, but have your literature the strongest thing, you know.
No doubt about it. In fact, I'm old hat at this. I'm very very experienced at it. I've done it at county fairs. I've done it at Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest. I've done it at gun shows. So I've kind of like been across the spectrum to some extent. Like county fair, very general audience. You know, 50,000 people show up. Gun show, much more specialized, more of like a righty kind of event. And, of course, the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest, definitely a more specialized kind of lefty-oriented event. And the message of liberty is very popular at all of these locations. Usually the way I would do it would be to bring along the world's smallest political quiz, which is something that the Advocates for Self-Government have published for many years. Have you ever taken that, John?
No. I talked to all the people in there because I used to work fair booths myself and in different products that I sold and different spiritual booths that I associate with. But it's really good place to reach people.
Yep, I would absolutely agree with that. Anything else you want to share tonight, John?
That's it. You guys enjoy your show.
Yep, thanks for the call. We do, and appreciate it when folks participated. 855-450-FREE. Add your suggestions in. In fact, I'm going to do the booth thing this year, as a matter of fact. I called the Cheshire County folks and, you know, the ones that aren't aggressing against people on a regular basis. They're much more, like the ones that run the fairground, they're much more interested in talking to regular people.
Sure, they'll take your check.
Right. And so, yeah, I've already looked into it. We're on the list of booths to be set up. And so, you know, FreeKeen/FreeAgent/CopBlock/, you know, all the wonderful activism things, the Shire Society, you know, we can have it all at this fair booth. And the only thing is we've got to man it, and that should be no problem here. Like, it's no problem finding volunteers to step up and get active here in the Shire, here in New Hampshire. And that's because of the Free State Project, which we'll tell you more about here in a moment at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. And if you want to learn more about the Advocates and their World's Smallest Political Quiz, go to quiz.freetalklive.com. I'll take you right to the quiz. Really useful outreach tools. A great way to connect with people and introduce them to the ideas of liberty. More coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and here tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can go shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there right at the top of the page. Different links for different countries. You click into the one that's right for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. And also wanted to bring up the Free State Project. It's the reason why we're all here. Sitting here in the studio together right now tonight, we're here because of the Free State Project. It's a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all focusing their efforts in one place.
Different types of efforts, but efforts all the same.
Exactly. Efforts to hopefully achieve liberty or some semblance of it within our lifetime. And so it's a pretty big idea, but it's one that makes sense. And it's one whose it's an idea whose time has come. And that is, yeah, liberty's great. Ron Paul's great. And, like, you know, the Ron Paul thing, that's cool. I support Ron Paul. I've given, like, money, a lot of money to his campaign thus far. So great. I hope Ron Paul wins, but I don't expect him to. And even if Ron Paul does win, I don't expect that's going to drastically change things for the better. I think it could make some little changes, which would be nice, like bringing the troops home, etc. But I think that in order to have real liberty, we have to start at the grassroots level, and we have to do it local, and we have to get people together in the same area. Because if liberty-minded people are spread out too thin, as they currently are, then they'll never have an effect. It's all about numbers. Because, for instance, when we were threatened today, Derek J., for singing, publicly assembling in a public parking lot, speaking and singing, when we were threatened, if we had had 50 people with us, how do you think that would have changed the dynamics?
It would have been a different ballgame. Even though we outnumbered the people who came and addressed us,
just barely.
We, you know, none of us are macho, like, huge, gonna beat people up looking guys. So, yeah. Even if we match numbers or have twice as many numbers as them, I still think they would feel confident enough coming up and threatening. Because, you know, they know that we're everyone that they've encountered has been a peaceful person. So
right.
I think that numbers do certainly matter, though. Once they see that there are too many people that they can't even address everyone at once, then, I mean, they've got a real problem issuing those orders. And I think it makes them more concerned to even threaten people at all.
Absolutely. And we saw this play out. You got there a little bit late, but you've seen the footage of it where we went to the Supreme Court building and made a stand on video cameras in court lobbies, because here it's illegal. You've been arrested for it, Derek J., having a video camera in a court lobby.
And of course, there hasn't been a ruling on that.
Right. They dropped his charge on that particular issue.
No, I meant on the...
On the Supreme Court thing? Yeah. There was a decision on their panel's part to accept the rules changes to make cameras easier to get into court buildings, but there has not been a ruling on the suggestion. So there has not been a ruling on the panel's recommendation, because this is bureaucratic garbage where the panel has to look at it first, then passes it to the Supreme Court, then the Supreme Court will look at it, and then they will decide, and then the order will be issued, and then, you know, 60 days later, the courts might implement some new camera rules.
Right, well, they're still not following the rules that they're supposed to, because Superior Court is supposed to have a staging area or something, and they said, oh, no, we have plenty of time.
We have 60 days.
We don't know how much time, but yeah, sure, we have time to get a staging area together.
Sure, it says it's an order on the top, and anytime we're ordered to do something, it's immediate.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Superior Court gets an order, apparently they've got 60 days to implement that. So again, it's this whole two sets of rules thing. There's one set of rules for them, which they don't have to follow, and then there's the set of rules for us, which is completely arbitrary and made up basically on the spot.
Right, and another part of their rule says that that you know it's the rule, the law, the right of citizens to come in and use cameras in the at the clerk of court. Mm-hmm. But they said, no, not when we say it's not.
Right.
So, I mean, they just do what they want.
So, again, getting people together is the solution here. So we're still at an early stage in this whole Free State Project thing. There are hundreds of people who have moved. In fact, if you go to freestateproject.org, the counter of the in-state Free State Project participants is nearing 1,000. So you could be mover number 1,000 if you are within the next 15 or so movers at this point, which is a pretty big deal. I guess technically it's not mover 1,000, but it's participant in state, because that 1,000 carries along with it like 200 people that were already living in New Hampshire when New Hampshire was chosen as the so-called free state. But it's not free, clearly, from some of the stories that we tell you here. There are huge problems with corruption here, just like anywhere else. See, the thing is, people will hear these things and they'll say, well, that's no free state. What about the live free or die? And, well, we're not here because it's free.
You thought they were hiding a country that was completely free, or a state that was completely free somewhere in the world? Ah.
I think that's what's important about the Free State Project, and that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed about it, is that this this subtle takeover and erosion of rights is just happening everywhere subtly and slowly.
Yep.
So if it's not attacked peacefully attacked in a concentrated place, then it would happen everywhere. So if people are interested in maintaining their liberties, then focusing in one central location with other people who are interested in the same thing, that seems wise.
Right. Go and try some of the same things we've been doing for the last 5 years where you live. And let us know what happens. I don't really mean that. You'll probably end up in a cage for a long time. Because in a lot of other places, you can't even get a camera into the court. You can't stand out in front of the courthouse and hand out fully informed jury information, jury nullification. You can't do those things in a lot of places. We've got friends in Orlando.
You're throwing people in jail for
150 days in jail for handing out flyers. Again, right to assemble, right to freedom of speech. No, it doesn't exist. It's all imaginary. It's all nonsense. It's all BS. It's all a front. It's a cover for their violence. It's all a cover. The whole Constitution, the rights, all of the flowery language and everything.
It has to be. And you were making a great point earlier on break about if the inside of the system stuff worked, then there would be lawyers just, you know, the phones wouldn't stop. They'd be calling up all the time. Anytime this violation of, civil rights happens, that people would be calling up and saying, oh, I can take care of that for you because they did something wrong and we'll hold them accountable.
Right, we can sue them and hold them accountable.
Yeah, the process works. But no, those calls don't happen because, no, they can't be held accountable.
Right.
It's their own system.
We've had so many people have their rights violated. You had your right to be the free press violated by being arrested. Jason Talley had his right to free press being violated by being arrested for having video cameras in court lobbies. And you're only two of like four or five people that have been arrested for this. People have been threatened constantly. We've now been banned from being at the courthouse. I mean, there's no shortage to these stories that we can tell you, and you can go back for years and look at all this at freekeen.com. And yeah, no one's jumping up to say, yeah, we'll take care of this for you. In fact, when I approach lawyers with these cases, and I think to myself, boy, rights clearly violated, caught on video. I mean, like, no brainer, open and shut. And they're like, no, you can't sue the court system, or oh, well, I don't think we'd really have much of a chance. I'd have to get a bunch of money from you up front to make sure that's going to work. But like you're saying, if it were a good case, if it were a system that worked, they'd be able to cash in without having to make money up front from the client. They'd be like, yeah, let's jump on this and take this to court and, you know, cash in and make, yeah, you know, $50,000.
It's
if
not
that
like
really
you,
worked.
It's not like you want 66% of it or anything. I mean, you take 10% of it just to win.
Right, I would just want them to behave. I mean, really, ultimately, I want them to allow the public into a court trial.
Money.
Right, I want them to allow the public into a trial. I want them to allow people to have emotion. I want them to allow people to wear T-shirts with messages on them. I want them to,
allow
the press to record. I want the people who are just having a video camera and sitting quietly to be able to record. I mean, I'm not unreasonable. They're the ones who are unreasonable. And I'm sick and tired of paying for this crap. I'm sick of it. And it's starting to look like I'm going to have to lose my house over it because I don't know what else to do. I really don't, and it's frustrating. So one of the things I do know that we can do is get as many people in the same place as possible. And you can go to freestateproject.org to learn about the Free State Project and also learn about the upcoming Liberty Forum happening in February, the 23rd through the 26th. It's going to be a great chance for you to come and meet those of us who aren't in a jail cell at that time. There are going to be hundreds of people that will be at this event, and it's going to happen in a nice hotel in Nashua. It's nice and warm in there in the middle of winter, and there will be great speakers who will be showing up, like Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, great blog on the Internet. This guy is really concerned with press freedom, so I'm sure he'll be outraged to hear some of the stories that have been going on here, and he's been paying attention for a while as well to what's been happening. Peter Schiff will be there, the investment advisor. He'll be giving a presentation on Friday and then also doing the keynote speech at nighttime. Dinners, I think there's an opening night reception of some sort. There's all kinds of after-hours parties. It's just an absolute blast to be around other people that love freedom, to experience what this community is actually like, because it's an intentional community of liberty-loving people focusing all their efforts in one place. And boy, does that work. I mean, it's going to work more over time as more people come here. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code FTL2012. Hour 2 is up next.
Get in the zone!
Make sure your battery is ready to take you into the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.